On my way to work, which I work over at the UD, I stopped at this little gas station called Beaches by my house. And I normally buy the same tickets over, but I noticed the white ice and new $10 scratcher. So I bought two of those. And when I was at work on my break, I scratched them, and both of them were the winner. I said, hey, these new ones look like something. So when I got off of work at 3 o'clock that day, I stopped at the next gas station, which is the Quick Mart in Dubuque, right down the corner of Asbury University. And I noticed that they had three white ice. So I just cashed in the tickets I won with earlier, and I got two more of those and a couple of my favorites, which would be $5 crosswords. Then I got home, the first white ice $10 scratcher that I scratched off, I scratched every number, and then I got down to the last row. I said, well, it might be like the ones I got this morning. And when I got to the last row, the first number that I scratched, 15, it matched one of the numbers, winning numbers at the top. I said, hey, that's great. So I scratched off the rest of the numbers because I never looked at the prize amount until I do the whole ticket, put the numbers off. And none of the other numbers matched, so just the 15. So I went through the process of scratching off. So let's see how much I won. Maybe $20 a game, maybe 10. Please can I take it? I saw a big zero, scratching right to left. I saw one big zero. I saw another big zero. I said, hey, this is $100. I scratched and I saw another zero. I said, you kidding me? And when I got there, the last zero, then it was the one in front of me. I took out my phone because I got the Iowa app on it, and I scanned the ticket. And man, to my surprise, that thing said 100.00. I was like, oh my goodness, wait till my wife get home. And I'm going to tell her till she gets here.
Oh.
And when she got home, I was like, hey, baby, they got some new scratches out. I showed her one of the $20 winners from the white ice. She screamed, I said, scan that. She said, hey, $20, you got your money. I said, yeah, but I got another one over there. Scan that one, too. She scanned it, and when it came up on her phone, her mouth just wide open. I was like, yep, that's what I thought. I was surprised, just like you.
Oh, my gosh, that is amazing. Now, what's your wife's name?
Her name is Marilyn.
How do you spell that?
M-A-R-I-L-Y-N.
Okay, perfect, perfect. For people who have never won the lottery before, can you kind of describe the moment you scratch off that prize amount and you see $100,000 staring back at you? Like, what's going through your head, you know?
Yeah, I thought, well, it's just going to be another one, a small one. We never did any big winners here in Dubuque. And when I saw it, oh, you got to be kidding. The first thing I did was look up to the cloud and said, thank you, Father.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what did Marilyn say when she scanned it and saw 100,000? Like, what did she say to you?
She didn't say nothing. I was just wide open. I had said, that's right, baby. It is. It's real. She did believe it after I got out of it. I said, yes, we did.
Oh, that's so awesome. That's fantastic. Now, have you given any thought as to what you're going to do with your winnings?
We're going to put it to the house. We got aluminum siding in the house. We want to exchange that for vinyl siding and some other things. Air conditioner is since 96 with the date on there, so eventually we're going to have to replace that. So pretty much we're going to be doing for home maintenance and makeup.
Well, that's awesome. It sounds like you're able to put it to good use for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, we're not going to just go throwing it away. We're going to definitely put it to good use.